This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A key U.S. coronavirus official voiced serious concerns on Sunday about Americans failing to take the highly contagious disease seriously enough as the country begins to reopen its commercial and recreational life. Dr. Deborah Birks, the White House coronavirus response coordinator, told the Fox News Sunday show, "I'm very concerned about people going out without social distancing." In her words, staying at least 2 meters away from others to curb the chances of passing on the disease. With the United States, a coronavirus death toll likely to top 100,000 within a week. President Donald Trump claimed on Twitter cases, numbers, and deaths are going down all over the country. In some states, the number of new cases has diminished, but not everywhere. Authorities say the number of new cases is especially concerning in two of the country's biggest cities, Los Angeles and Chicago, along with Washington, D.C., the national capital. Health experts say the death toll could reach more than 140,000 by early August. Trump on Friday ordered the country's 50 state governors to reopen houses of worship, although legal experts say he lacked the authority to do so. In some states, coronavirus restrictions allowed stores and restaurants to begin to reopen with restrictions, but not churches, synagogues, and mosques. Meanwhile, nearly a fourth of the country's labor force has filed for unemployment compensation over the last 9 weeks. The official unemployment rate in April was 14.7%. But officials predict it could top 20% in May. The official count for the month is released in early June. And the U.S. death toll early Sunday was more than 97,000, according to Johns Hopkins University. The global toll of COVID-19 infections has risen to more than 5.3 million, according to Johns Hopkins University, with more than 343,000 deaths. VOA News. The corruption trial of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu got underway on Sunday. Netanyahu's trial began with renewed accusations by the prime minister that police and prosecutors have launched a conspiracy to depose him. He's the first sitting Israeli prime minister to face criminal charges, including fraud, breach of trust, and accepting bribes. He's also been accused of offering regulatory changes to a media mogul in exchange for favorable coverage. Netanyahu, the head of the right-wing Likud party, has denied all the charges and has called the trial a left-wing witch hunt. Upon arriving at the courthouse Sunday, he reiterated claims that the charges against him are part of a deep state conspiracy. Critics have said his claims undermine Israel's democratic institutions. Hong Kong police fired tear gas and used water cannon and pepper spray Sunday on thousands of protesters who turned out in droves to demonstrate against Beijing's plan to impose national security laws on the Asian financial hub. China Friday revealed its plan to bypass Hong Kong's legislature to impose a national security law on Hong Kong to prevent and punish acts of secession, subversion, or terrorism activities that threaten national security. The move, which would also allow Chinese national security organs to set up agencies in Hong Kong, has been widely criticized around the world. The United States has threatened consequences for China, possibly in the form of sanctions. On Sunday afternoon, thousands congregated in the downtown shopping districts of Causeway Bay and Wan Chai, chanting anti-government slogans and singing Glory to Hong Kong. That's an unofficial anthem of the ongoing anti-government protest movement, which started last June. The unapproved demonstration was originally intended to protest against another controversial law that would criminalize the mockery of the Chinese national anthem. But China's plan to introduce a national security law revealed in last week's annual parliamentary meeting prompted more people to turn up on Sunday. Reports from Somalia say at least four civilians were killed Sunday and more than 15 others were wounded in a bomb blast during Eid al-Fitr celebrations outside the Somali town of Baidoa. Two of the dead are children. That's according to reports from the scene. The explosion occurred on Sunday afternoon in a field near an internally displaced persons camp north of the town. Somalia observed Eid al-Fitr on Saturday. But according to tradition, festivities continue for 3 days. A security official said celebrations were held in the field Saturday without incident, and he believes the bomb was planted before celebrations continued there for a second day on Sunday. Marissa Melton, VOA News. Voice.